With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Flathead County Health Department is getting complaints about a Kalispell church that's gathering, despite the stay-at-home orders. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports some want the removal of a local physician linked to the church from the county health board.
Lakeside resident Kate Shaw was one of about six people to call for Annie Bukacek's removal from the Flathead City County Health Board during its meeting Thursday.
She is actively subverting the efforts of our community to protect from the COVID-19 pandemic. She's divisive and puts us all at risk. Please remove Annie Bukacek from the board.
In a video viewed about 750,000 times, Bukacek addressed the Liberty Fellowship congregation in early April, falsely claiming that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is artificially spiking the number of COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. Bukacek also organized an in-person protest in Kalispell and is actively promoting others. Flathead County commissioners have said they are receiving public comments on both sides of the issue. Only Commissioner Philip Mitchell has expressed concern about Bukacek's actions. Bukacek did not return a request for comment by deadline. The Flathead City County Public Health Department also received multiple complaints this week after MTPR reported about Liberty Fellowship's in-person services, which attracted roughly 45 churchgoers on Easter Sunday in violation of Governor Steve Bullock's stay-at-home order. In a written statement this week, Bullock's office said it has provided guidance to churches outlining that they can bring small groups together, quote, to record or broadcast a virtual service. The county health department says gatherings are a violation of the governor's directive. The department says it must receive a complaint from a firsthand witness before it can take action against Liberty Fellowship. As of Friday, the department said it's still reviewing complaints. Pastor Chuck Baldwin issued a statement on social media confirming that he is holding limited in-person services inside of the Hilton Garden Inn's Conference Center. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.